An appeals court has given the Trump administration power to stop approving new refugees from entering the United States. However, the U.S. must allow in people who had been conditionally accepted before the president suspended the refugee admission system. The president halted the refugee resettlement program after taking office in January as part of his executive orders cracking down on immigration. He said that record levels of migrants had taxed the nation's cities such that they could not absorb large numbers of migrants, in particular refugees. A federal judge in Seattle blocked that order in February, ruling the program should be restarted. He pointed to refugees stranded in dangerous places, families separated from relatives in the U.S., and people who sold their belongings to travel here only to have the program canceled. The Justice Department argued the president had the authority to issue the executive order on the refugee resettlement program. This new ruling by the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said the president does have the power to restrict people from entering the country. The same ruling said refugees who were conditionally approved before President Trump's order stopping the program should still be allowed to resettle in the U.S. An attorney for the International Refugee Assistance Project, Melissa Keeney, told the Associated Press, quote, "We welcome this continued relief for tens of thousands of refugees who will now have the opportunity to restart their lives in the United States." The refugee program was actually created by Congress back in 1980. It's a form of legal migration into the United States for people displaced by war, natural disasters, or persecution. It is different than the asylum process. According to the Trump administration, there are now 600,000 people around the world being processed to come to the United States as refugees.